All right, let's open our book of Acts for Acts chapter 2. Questions at vftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or email. Glad to hear from you. We have a new lady, Jennifer, from South Jersey. She heard about us and may be coming Sunday. She's not sure about it. And I trust you to call in on Thursday night, tonight. And so give her the number, 856-261-9018, and she can call. Acts chapter 2, let's begin with verses 27, 28, 29. We stopped at 27 last time. Let's begin reading together, verse 27, 28, 29. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to speak corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me know the full joy of thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you as a patriarch David, that he is dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us at this day. And verse 27, I will not leave my soul in hell. Who wrote that? Where is that taken from? From the Psalm. That's how David wrote that. Who is the reference, as you see later? The Lord Jesus Christ. How does word hell? The Old Testament Hebrew, what is the Hebrew word? It's translated as. What's that Hebrew word? Sheol. And your guess is what's the word translated as? Hades. So these are the places of the private spirits. How many divisions were there in Sheol and Hades? Two. What were the two divisions? Paradise, where there's blessed, and those who were saved. And the other division? So that would be the division of the damned, the spirits of unsaved, unbelievers. Now, what is the reference here? What does the Apostles' Creed say about hell and the Lord Jesus Christ sent into hell? And people not knowing what that means, some of them think, including Harold Camping, thinks he went to the fires of hell. What does that Apostles' Creed mean when it says hell or he? Paradise section. And let captivity captivity just from the men. So, we do not believe these things. A lot of people teach this, that he went to hell, in the sense of a fire to hell. But we believe he went to the paradise section and led those who were the blessed dead up to heaven and to paradise. And now, not so late, but so, see that holy one, corruption. What does he mean by corruption? Come on.
I have a question
about
hell. I thought there were two words for hell.
In the Bible,
I thought one was Hades
and one was Gehenna. Yeah, that's true. Gehenna is definitely the fires of hell. That's the final place. Hades is the temporary place, you might say, of those that die right now, according to Gehenna, the lake of fire. They go through the suffering part of hell. Remember in Luke 16, what does it tell about the place of departed spirits in Luke 16?
Is that with the rich man?
Rich man and Lazarus. The rich man went where?
The
torment. And what was there? What was true of that place?
Fire.
Fire. And he said, pray that I do what? Send somebody to tell my brother. And the other man went to paradise, Lazarus. So, you see, it's true, even before Gehenna, which is the final lake of fire, the Hades, the temporary hell, the stranded hell, which is in Bible, that's still fire, it's judgment, and still that final place. Why was hell prepared?
The
devil is angels, not for people, but for the devil is angels. And so, it's interesting to see all these things. And so, again, corruption means what? I should not leave that source of corruption. What's that mean? Ask it, I don't think. What does it mean?
Decay.
Now, David wrote this, and then later on we see, men and brethren, in verse 29, 28, rather, God's made me to know the ways of life. God's made me full of joy to thy countenance. Where is the source of joy in this world?
Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ himself. And if we're led and controlled by God and the Holy Spirit, what is one of the fruits of the Spirit?
Joy.
Joy. Love, joy, peace, comfort, all these things. Is this the same as happiness?
No.
What's the difference?
joy's on the inside.
George
inside? Happiness on the outside.
After the things that happen are happiness, but joy, as we've said many times before, the Navy chaplain 5 years after duty, every Friday night, they have happiness. That's what they call it. Drink. But that's not joy. It's outside, and someone gets so drunk they don't even know how to set ski straight. One of them was a captain. He was a pilot on the Marine Corps Air Station in Corpus Christi, Texas. And he didn't know that was overseas, Okinawa. And he was so drunk that one night, he came to me as a chaplain. He said, "Chaplain, what does all this mean about salvation?" He was interested in salvation because he was drunk. And when he was playing, he didn't even care about it, but came to me and wondered about eternal. So anyway, but happiness and joy, one is internal, one is external. We've got to have the joy of love, which is our strength, as it says many times in Scripture. And so thus, maybe you know the full joy, the difference between joy and full joy.
Well, it's your cup running over.
What about children? Who's that?
Satan.
He doesn't want anybody to enjoy. And the cup runs over. Remember, the Apostle John, one of the epistles, I write to you that your joy means to be full. Fullness of joy. Not just for a little tiny bit, but fullness of joy. Help keep us safe in the arms of Jesus. With thy countenance, what is countenance? Hey, Anna, excuse me,
this is a point of interest. This is quoting from Psalm 16.
Okay, want to read that for us?
I accept the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest and hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Thou
wilt
show me the path of life. In thy presence, fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore.
Amen. That's a good verse. Then in verse 29, men and brethren, who's speaking here, by the way? Who is it?
Peter.
Is it Paul?
Peter.
Here's
Peter.
Who's right?
Peter.
What verse says Peter?
14.
Verse 14, okay. 14?
Yeah.
All right, Peter said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so Peter's one that's speaking there. He said, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak of you." What is that word? What does that refer to? Freely speak. What would be the opposite of freely speaking?
Reserve,
constraint. He wants to be open and above. He's going to interpret that for him. Dan's got something. Go ahead, Dan.
Dear Pastor Wade, hello there, everyone, this evening. Thank you for tonight's Bible study from Joe and Norma Foster.
In California, that's Wade to Joe and Norma, way over California. Thank you for waiting. Joe and Norma, in California, okay. Now, men and brethren, freely speak, the patriarch, the host patriarch. Anna?
Sorry, I
didn't
finish the camera.
Okay. Lord will forgive you, but next time, get a trick for you. What does this mean as far as the patriarch? What does it get then? Go ahead.
We need the patriarchs, or Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay.
Here, David is also included. It's kind of part of the lineage. The important lineage, particularly David, is in the line of Christ. He's in the lineage of Christ.
And
father, a patriarch.
And two Greek words on it. Pater, which is father, and Archie, which rules. Where the fathers ruled in the early days. In Genesis, princes, silver, patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David was also called a patriarch. But he, now, what is true of David? What does Peter say David is true of David here?
Dead.
And buried. In fact, what else? He's got a sepulcher. So you can see it under this building. So, what did that mean when it says, "Thou wilt not leave my soul"? Does that refer to the soul of David? In hell? The Lord Jesus Christ. It's a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not leave his soul in hell. Must not see corruption. Did the Lord Jesus see corruption?
No.
How long was he in the tomb?
3 days.
3 days and three nights. Does that mean the Lord was just 3 days, but not three nights? Did you die on Friday? You got Good Friday services and Sunday?
No.
Has to be 72 hours. We believe the scripture is clear. So he's in the tomb 3 days and said, normally, in those days, did they embalm? Did the Jews embalm? No, they don't embalm today. The Orthodox, they just buried them the same day, the next day. So for 3 days, normally, what would happen to the body?
Corruption
would take them. Didn't happen to our Jesus. No. And so there was no corruption. Why was there no corruption in the Lord Jesus? But what's the difference in his body and our body?
Your blood.
No blood. It was not Adam's blood. Not Adam's sin. And that's why through the power of the miracle of the virgin birth, the bloodline, doctors and brothers, comes through the woman, not from the man. So it had no Adam's blood. It was pure, sanctified, holy shit.
Amen.
Amen. So it was right straight down the line.
Yes.
So no corruption. And it was a miracle. And so he saw no corruption.
Amen.
And several things. So then let's read verse 27 right here. Let's read 30, 31, and 32 together. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that at the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing that it was both think of the resurrection of Christ, and his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh speak corruption. This Jesus that God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. All right, in verse 30. Therefore, being a prophet, what is a prophet?